Welcome to Expired Mastery from Bill Fields Learning Systems. How to convert the expired listing owners into good sellable listings. I'm sure you've heard the saying, you must list if you want to last. But do you really believe it? I know I do. I believe most agents struggle with their business because they do not have an effective plan to build and maintain an inventory of good sellable listings. Expired Mastery is a proven business building method for contacting, converting, listing, and selling the expired listing owners in your market. As a result of following these principles, agents throughout North America have demonstrated dramatic positive changes in their real estate business and are experiencing incredible increases in their productivity and profitability too. Expired Mastery was developed to provide easy-to-follow step-by-step instructions for agents with varying degrees of experience and differing market conditions. Through Expired Mastery, you'll combine your own strength and skills with proven tools and techniques of the most successful real estate agents in the business today. And that's going to help you build your business into a real estate powerhouse. Expired Mastery will help you expand your reach, tap your hidden potential, and will give you practical, everyday techniques with which to turn your business goals and profitability objectives into reality. Expired Mastery is a formula for change, for growth, for success, for becoming the best agent you can possibly be. This intensive and information-packed program will provide you the specific steps for you to master on your journey to success and profitability. We're going to share with you the specific steps to building a foundation for your real estate business. How to launch a successful expired listing campaign. How to master your different methods for contacting the expired listing owners. The 10 steps you need to follow to have a successful consultation with every expired listing owner. We're going to share with you exactly what you need to do to sell the expired listing owner what they want to buy, how to handle their stalls and objections, and how to convert those listings. And when you don't, we're going to show you what you need to do to stay in touch and follow up until you convert those expireds into good sellable listings. Now guys, many of the most profitable real estate agents in North America are using these principles to convert thousands of expired listings into good sellable listings, and you can too. When followed with confidence, discipline, and conviction, the plan of action you're going to create with Expired Mastery will enable you to experience the level of success and profitability I know you desire. So I'm wishing you much success and profitability in your new quest to become an expired master. Now, if you haven't already done so, please take a moment to print your Expired Mastery action plan and journal. And let's talk quickly about how to get the benefit out of utilizing your Expired Mastery action plan and journal. See, this action plan, it was designed to provide you with a simple, quick, and easy guideline. Simple steps to help you get the most out of the program itself. In addition to that, you're going to find in the action plan the specific dialogues that you will need for almost every situation that you will find yourself in when working with the expired listing owner. We're going to help you to say the right thing in the right way at the right time. I strongly suggest that you take the specific dialogues and create yourself a series of script cards that you can use to practice and perfect the dialogues that you're going to be utilizing when interacting with your expired listing owners. Crucial that you master this art of saying the right thing in the right way at the right time. Now, each audio is also going to include for you a simple-to-follow implementation plan. That's to help you determine the most effective way to benefit from utilizing the information provided in that specific session. So please follow the implementation plan. And then you'll notice in the back of your action plan, your expired mastery journal. Use that to make notes, to record your thoughts, your feelings, your ideas, your goals, your dreams, and most importantly, the successes you experience each week in the journey ahead to becoming an expired master. And then make sure you utilize your expired mastery activity management tracker. That's going to help you keep track of what you're doing every day, every week, and every month. We'll be able to see the progress you're making on the road to reaching your contact listing and profitability goals and objectives. And then as a bonus, you're going to find a complete library of postcards, letters, and other marketing materials that you're going to need. You might find it helpful to create an expired mastery file on your computer and download all of those documents to your computer. Then you can personalize the letter and the postcards to suit your particular business methodology. You'll notice in there, we've also provided you with 20 very unique expired postcard fronts and 10 customizable postcard backs. That's for you to use on your quest to get the expired listing owners to contact you. See, we don't believe you have to make cold calls. We believe if you follow the methods that we've provided you and you utilize these postcards in the way that they've been developed, they will be calling you instead of you having to call them. So locate that, create your own file on your computer, download it all, set it all up, and you'll be ready to go when we get to that part of the program. It's going to help you by providing you an exact step-by-step plan to follow. All you've got to do is dedicate the time necessary to listen to the material, practice it, and make it your own. The ideas and techniques that are contained in this program are absolutely priceless, but only if you utilize them. So remember, each week is going to provide you a clean slate, 7 brand new days and 168 hours, all unclaimed and unchartered to use as you choose. Only you decide how each week will be spent. Will you sit back and let others chart your future for you? Or are you going to set and work to achieve meaningful prospecting goals and objectives for yourself and your business? The choice is really up to you. Let's talk about building your foundation for success. One of the things I always try to share with real estate professionals when we're talking about how to grow a real estate business is the significance of building and maintaining an inventory of good sellable listings. It's probably the most important thing you need to be able to do to be successful in real estate. And some agents ask me, well, Bill, can I build my business around focusing on buyers? And the answer is, of course you can focus on buyers, but if you control the listings, the buyers will automatically come to you because you will control the inventory. So doesn't that make sense? Doesn't it make more sense to focus on building a listing-based business? The other thing you have to think about, ladies and gentlemen, is the reality of how real estate works. See, every listing is actually a lead generator. That means it generates other business for you. So for instance, every listing you have right now should be generating you a minimum of 7 good leads. You should be able to generate at least 1 good lead from a signed call, 1 good lead from an ad call or an internet inquiry, 1 good lead from your just listed notices, 1 good lead from your just sold notices, 1 good lead from every open house you have on the property, 1 good lead as the sellers provide you a referral, and 1 good lead as the sellers themselves become buyers. So every listing you have provides you an opportunity to have 7 more opportunities to help somebody with a need to buy or sell real estate. So if you have 10 listings, then you have 70 opportunities. So we've really got to get focused on building and maintaining an inventory of good sellable listings. Now, in addition to that, ladies and gentlemen, think about the fact that you can better control your income. See, working with buyers doesn't really give you the ability to figure out your numbers for the year. You can't really adequately determine what your ratios are going to be. But if you focus on listings, you can do that, and you can have a more consistent income, because if you'll develop and maintain an inventory of good sellable listings, regardless of whether the buyers come to you or not, you will have income from the sale of those listings. And certainly, being a listing agent, focusing on building and maintaining an inventory of good sellable listings is going to allow you to better manage your most important resource, and that's your time. Now, unfortunately, the hardest part of implementing an effective expired listing owner campaign is motivating ourselves to put in the work that's going to be necessary to get an expired campaign up and running, and then do the work that's necessary to keep it running. See, it's not going to be easy. If it were going to be easy, everybody would do it. It's going to require a certain amount of effort on your part. Now, to help you stimulate that personal action and to keep those engines fired up, to keep you focused on where you want to go, you got to commit to some goals which create the daily positive motivation that's required in order for you to implement a successful campaign. So you got to think about what's motivating you. How much money do you want to make from this expired campaign? How many hours do you want to work? What are your expectations? See, ladies and gentlemen, let's face it. Setting specific, positive, attainable goals in writing, which you review every day, is the first step along the road to achieving those goals. The process of setting your goals enables you to release that incredible imagination, to create a dream that's so real, so vivid, that it's simply impossible for it not to come true. But in order to do that, you've got to set some goals. And in order for the goals to have that kind of power, they have to be SMART goals. What are SMART goals? Well, SMART goals are quite simple. You ask yourself, are they S, specific, which means they must be in writing? Are they M, which means measurable? You must be able to quantify the goal. It must be attainable. And ladies and gentlemen, attainable means, do you believe it? It doesn't matter if anybody else believes it's an attainable goal for you or not. What matters is, do you believe it? It must be relevant, which means you've got to be passionate about it. If this goal does not really mean something to you, if it doesn't make you get up early and stay up late, then setting that goal is not going to have that motivating factor, that power that you need. And of course, all goals need to be timed. You've got to have a deadline. How do you think you eliminate procrastination? How do you think you keep yourself focused every day? So set some SMART goals: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timed. By setting and achieving these goals, you're going to ensure that you have released the full potential of your business. And isn't that why you're with me today? Now, once you've established your prospecting goal and your target productivity numbers, which means how many transactions do you want to do each month and how many of those are going to come from your expired listing campaign, you need to reduce those goals down to a simple number of daily contacts. How many contacts is it going to take in order for you to reach the goals that you've set for yourself? Then you've got to make sure that you've set aside the time that's going to be necessary for you to achieve those daily targets that you've now set for yourself. See, one of the biggest problems is that agents make excuses by saying they don't have enough time. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to build the time into your schedule. You need to make the time, not try to find the time. And then you've got to make the commitment. You've got to make a pact with yourself that you're going to stick to the schedule and stick to the plan, not only until you start to see results, but once you start seeing results, it's even more important to stick to the plan. Because if not, it'll be like a giant roller coaster ride. 1 month you're up, 1 month you're down, 1 month you're up, 1 month you're down. So you've got to stay focused on the things that are important. And you've got to maintain the right attitude. You've got to prepare yourself mentally for success. So that means every day I want you to think about where you want to go, not where you've come from. A lot of people get caught up in the obstacles, things in their past. They get focused on the wrong things and they start blaming. Or they become what I call a butt thinker, where everything is a, gee, I could do that, but I'd really like to get involved, but I could call the expireds, but I really need to make that appointment today, but don't be a but thinker, okay? Don't allow yourself the excuse of not having enough time. Get focused on where you want to go, not where you've been. And at all times, I want you to maintain the right positive mental attitude. Because no question, ladies and gentlemen, your attitude is going to determine your altitude, which means how successful you're going to be with your expired listing campaign. Now, I want to share a little word with you. The word is accountability. If you and I were working together in the All-Star Coaching Program, one of the things that you would find most helpful is the accountability that we help provide you. And in this case, you're going to have to hold yourself accountable. And accountability, all accountability means is really you being willing to accept the responsibility to hold yourself to do the things you need to do. Let me ask you a question. Right now, who holds you personally accountable to do the things you need to do to reach the goals that you've set for yourself? Who? The answer is you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are your goals and objectives, not mine or anybody else's. You chose them with free will and clear conscience. Now you must do the things that are necessary to make those goals and objectives a reality. If you are truly committed to your goals and objectives, only you can complete the activities that are necessary to achieve them. Nobody else can do it for you. You can do it. But you got to want to do it. And you've got to be willing to hold yourself accountable to do it. Let's accept the facts, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody can make you succeed or fail. You will succeed or fail in direct proportion to your willingness to hold yourself accountable to do what you and I know you need to do in order to be successful. So I want you to think about this. The greatest battles that you're always going to fight are not going to be with some external enemy. They're not going to be with some expired homeowner. They're not going to be with some for sale by owner. The greatest battle you're going to fight is going to be with yourself. Those internal struggles, that's what's going to provide you with the greatest challenge on your quest to reach your goals and objectives. So prepare yourself, build your self-esteem, hold yourself accountable, and focus on accomplishing those daily goals. And please, be honest with yourself, accept the responsibility for where you are today, and more importantly, for getting you where you want to go. Now, in order to do that, you're going to have to work every day to improve the value of your most important asset. And what is your most important asset? You. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most important components of the Expired Mastery Program is helping you develop and master the skills and techniques that you need to be successful, not just in business, but in life. And you understand that to master a skill, a tool, or a technique, you must attempt to use it enough times to understand how and why it works, or in some cases doesn't work. Then you must continue to practice using the new skills that you have determined will work, and working on those techniques until you've perfected them and they become part of your everyday business strategies. So each week, I want you to focus your energies on mastering those skills, tools, and techniques you're going to need to grow your expired listing owner campaign to the next level. It's up to you to make sure you're putting the necessary energy into doing that on a daily basis. It's up to you. Ladies and gentlemen, a moment ago, I mentioned the word obstacles. Obstacles are what we see when we take our eye off of our goals. And there are 10 really big potential obstacles to successfully implement your Expired Mastery campaign. What are they? And more importantly, how do you eliminate them? How do you remove them as obstacles to being successful with the expired listing owners? Well, the first one is not setting SMART goals that create motivation for yourself. Simple. If you don't set goals, you can't possibly motivate yourself to the level that you need to be in order to effectively implement the campaign. So how do you eliminate that as an obstacle? Make sure you take the time to establish SMART goals for yourself. What's the second potential obstacle? Not being consumed with prospecting. Thinking somehow that you can do this, you can implement an effective expired listing owner campaign by doing it one day a week or whenever you get around to it. No, you're going to have to be consumed with it. This is a campaign that requires you putting in the effort in order to get out the rewards that you and I both know you want to get. Third obstacle, ladies and gentlemen, is procrastination. Agents getting ready to get ready. They suffer from what we call perfection paralysis. You know, they have this thought, I don't know. I don't quite have everything mastered. Ladies and gentlemen, it's better to take one step in the right direction every day and make a little progress than to wait until everything is perfect. Another obstacle, totally understandable. Fear, false education that appears real. I understand it. You understand it. I'm afraid. I've never worked expires before. I've never gone out on an appointment before. I haven't done a listing presentation to people I don't know. These are all understandable fears. It's okay. But let me encourage you to do this. Feel the fear and do it anyway. See, you're going to have fear, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing I can say that's going to make that fear go away. What is going to make the fear go away? Doing it. That's all. Once you do it, you'll see it's not so bad. That'll make the fear go away. And then next time you go to do it, you'll think to yourself, oh yeah, last time I did it wasn't so bad. Fear is just simply false education that appears real, and you just have to feel the fear, but do it anyway. Another huge obstacle for agents in successfully implementing this campaign is their inconsistency. They start, they stop. They start, they stop. They start, they generate some leads, they stop. They start, they get successful, they generate some buyers, they start working with buyers, they forget, they stop. You've got to be consistent every day in your efforts. And the simplest way to make sure you remove that problem is to have discipline. Another problem that seems to occur for agents that becomes an obstacle to success is little or no follow-up or follow-through. They generate leads, but they don't follow through. They generate leads, they don't follow up. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes it takes time for us to work through the situation that a homeowner is in until they are fully prepared to go forward and allow us to help them. So you've got to maintain a good system of follow through and follow up. Another challenge is going to be lack of skill. A lot of people are going to go out there and they're just going to run at the expireds. They're going to make some calls or they're going to do some mail outs, but they're not going to put in the time that's necessary, for instance, to understand how to get them screaming, how to help them work through the anger, frustration, and confusion that almost every expired listing owner feels. So you've got to work on developing the skills necessary, or it's going to be an obstacle. Another one, spending major time on minor things, right? Agents who are focused on those busy tasks that take up so much time. The average real estate agent puts in 6 hours a day, but actually only works three. Why? Because they're too busy with urgency to focus on what's important. Guys, you got to spend major time on major things and only spend a minor time on minor things. And then the last obstacle is probably the most important, and that's a lack of self-discipline, is the inability to be able to hold yourself accountable every day to do the things that's necessary in order to be successful. That's why we talked about the importance of accountability. But see, discipline is also about habits. About developing those habits that are necessary in order for you to be successful. See, ladies and gentlemen, success is really about a few simple disciplines that you practiced every single day. And the good news is that here we're going to teach you that. We're going to teach you exactly the simple disciplines that you need to follow in order to implement a successful expired listing owner campaign.
Information without implementation is worthless. To help you get maximum benefit from module number one, we suggest the following tasks be completed before you move on to module number two. Implementation plan for module one. One, listen to module one a minimum of 2 times. Two, take time to review and familiarize yourself with all of the components of the expired listing owner success system. Three, review this expired listing owner success system guide and journal to determine how you will use the forms and checklists that are included. 4, establish the SMART goals that will create the motivation necessary to succeed. 5, establish your prospecting goal and productivity numbers. 6, reduce your prospecting goals to a simple number of daily contacts. 7, build the time to achieve those daily target into your schedule. 8, make the commitment with yourself to stick to the schedule. 9, commit to hold yourself accountable or find someone who will. 10, remove any obstacle currently standing in your way of implementing the expired listing owner success system. Okay, now let's go on to module number 2.